Hello, good day to you. My name is Edmond Sena Nutlochu, and this is Laudio. Today we are dealing with the second aspect of meetings and resolutions in company law. We go straight to the 8th schedule of the Companies Act 2019, Act 992, forming the quorum, paragraph 8. A. Subject to subparagraph B, a business shall not be transacted at a general meeting unless a quorum of members is present at the time when the meeting commences. But where quorum is present, the meeting may validly proceed with that business despite that a quorum is not present throughout. B. In dealing with a quorum under subparagraph A, where members present are entitled to vote only on some resolutions and not on others, those members shall be counted towards a quorum in respect of the former resolutions but not in respect of the latter. C. Unless otherwise provided in the constitution of a company, quorum is constituted I if the company has only one member, by that member being present in person or where proxies are allowed by proxy, II. In any other case, by two members present in person or where proxies are allowed by proxy, or one member so present holding shares representing more than 50% of the total voting rights of the members having a right to vote at the meeting. D. Unless otherwise provided in the constitution of the company, if a quorum is not present within half an hour after the time appointed for the meeting, if convened on the requisition of members in accordance with section 299 and 324 of this act, shall be dissolved, and in other case, shall stand adjourned on the same day in the next week at the same time and place or to any other day, place, and time that the directors may determine. E. If at the adjourned meeting, a quorum is not present within half an hour after the time appointed, the member or members present shall constitute a quorum. F. Where the meeting is adjourned to the same day, place, and time in the following week, notice is not required to be given. Otherwise, notice of the adjourned meeting shall be published in at least one daily newspaper circulating in the district in which the registered office of the company is situated. Now let's go to paragraph 9. Proxies. A. A member of a company entitled to attend and vote at a meeting of the company is entitled to appoint another person, whether a member of the company or not, as a proxy to attend and vote on behalf of that member, and the proxy shall have the same rights as the member to speak at the meeting. B. Unless the registered constitution of the company otherwise provides, subparagraph A shall not apply in the case of a company limited by guarantee. C. The instrument appointing the proxy shall be in writing, signed personally by the appointor or the agent of the appointor, duly authorized in writing, or if the appointor is a body corporate, under the seal of the body corporate, or signed personally by an officer or agent duly authorized. D. An instrument appointing a proxy shall be in the form prescribed in the second and third schedules, or in the form that the registered constitution of a company provides, but despite the provision in the constitution of the company, an instrument in the form prescribed in the third schedule shall be sufficient. E. Unless the registered constitution of the company otherwise provides, the instrument appointing a proxy and the power of attorney or other authority under which the instrument is signed or a notarized copy of that power or authority shall be deposited within the designated receiving officer, by electronic mail, II, personally at the registered office of the company or at any other place within the Republic as specified in the notice convening the meeting, or III, by any other means approved by the company not less than 48 hours before the time for holding the meeting or adjourned meeting, or not later than 21 days before the meeting, or in the case of a poll, not less than 24 hours before the time appointed for the taking of the poll, and in default, the instrument of the proxy shall not be treated as valid. F. A provision containing a registered constitution of a company is void insofar as it will have the effect of requiring the documents referred to in the constitution to be deposited more than 48 hours before the time for holding the meeting or adjourned meeting, or in the case of a poll, more than 24 hours before the time appointed for taking the poll. G. Where instruments of proxy have been deposited in accordance with subparagraphs E, a person entitled in the right of that person or a proxy or as proxy for another member or members, or partly in one way and partly in another, to more than 10% of the total voting rights of the members entitled to vote at the meeting, shall be entitled at any time during business hours before the conclusion of the meeting or the taking of the poll, but subject to any reasonable restrictions that the company may impose, to inspect the deposited instrument of proxy and the original or notarized copy of powers of attorney or other authority under which the instruments are signed. H. Subparagraph H. The appointment of a proxy shall be terminated by the death or insanity of the appointor, or by the revocation of the proxy or the authority under which the proxy was executed, and the personal attendance of a member at the meeting or the latter appointment of another proxy in respect of the same share shall be deemed to be a revocation. I. A vote taken in accordance with the terms of an instrument of a proxy may be treated by the company as valid despite the termination or revocation of the appointment, so long as notice in writing of the termination or revocation or the event causing same has not been received by the company at the registered office or other place appointed for the deposit of instrument of proxy before the commencement of the meeting or adjourned meeting, or more than 24 hours before a poll. J. If for the purposes of a meeting of a company, invitations to appoint a proxy as a person or a number of persons specified in the invitations are issued at the expense of the company, then I. The invitation shall be sent to the members entitled to attend and the voting and vote at the meeting. II. The invitation shall be accompanied by forms for the appointment of a proxy, which shall entitle the members to direct the proxy to vote either for or against each resolution. III. Where instruments of proxy are duly completed and returned in accordance with the instructions in the invitation and are not revoked, then the chairperson of the meeting shall demand a poll after a vote by show of hands, unless the result on the show of hands is in accordance with the directions given in the instruments of proxy. And on a poll, the vote of the members concerned shall be deemed to be cast in accordance with the directions in the instruments of proxy, despite the absence, abstention, or purported vote of the proxy to the contrary. K. Where a member, not having been invited so to do, requests the company to issue that member with a form of appointment of a proxy or a list of persons willing to act as proxy, the company may issue the form or list of that member without doing so to the other members entitled to attend and vote, but the form or list shall be available on request in writing to that member, and any forms of appointment so issued shall comply with subparagraph II of subparagraph J, and shall be deemed to be an instrument of proxy to which subparagraph III of subparagraph J applies. Let's go to paragraph 10, obtaining proxies by misrepresentation. A. The vote of a proxy shall not be rejected at a meeting on the ground that the appointment of a proxy was obtained by misrepresentation. B. The court may, on the application of I, the company, II, a member entitled to vote at a meeting, or III, the registrar, annul the appointment of a proxy if satisfied that the appointment was obtained by a material misrepresentation of fact, whether made fraudulently or not. C. Where an order is made, the court may further order that the holding of the meeting shall be postponed until the date that the court may order, and may give an ancillary or consequential directions that the court considers fit. Paragraph 11. Representation of corporations at meetings. A. 11A. A body corporate, whether a company within the meaning of this act or not, may, by resolution of its directors or other governing body, authorize a person that the body corporate considers fit to act as its representative. I, if the body corporate is a member of a company at any meeting of the company, or II, if the body corporate is a creditor, including a debenture holder of a company, at a meeting of any of the creditors held in pursuance of this act or of the body's corporate official liquidations Act 1963, Act 180, or of any rules made under this act or that act, or in a or in pursuance of the provision contained in a debenture or trust deed. 11b. A person authorized under subparagraph A, on production of a copy of the resolution by which that person was authorized, is entitled to exercise the same powers on behalf of the body corporate with which that person represents as that body corporate could exercise if the body corporate were an individual shareholder, creditor, or holder of debentures of that company. This paragraph does not preclude a body corporate from appointing a proxy to attend and vote on its behalf. Paragraph 12. Chairperson of meetings. A. Unless otherwise provided in the registered constitution or a company, the chairperson of the board of directors shall preside as chairperson at a general meeting of the company. B. If the board does not have a chairperson, or if the chairperson is not present within 15 minutes after the time appointed for holding the meeting, or is unwilling to act, the directors present shall elect one of their members to be chairperson of the meeting. 12c. If a director is not present or willing to act, the members present shall choose one of their number to be chairperson of that meeting. Paragraph 14. Types of resolution. A. A resolution is an ordinary resolution when it is passed by a simple majority of votes cast by the members of the company who, being entitled so to do, vote in person, or where proxies are allowed, by proxy at a general meeting. 14b. A resolution is a special resolution when it is passed by not less than 3/4 of the votes cast by the members of the company who, being entitled so to do, vote in person, or where proxies are allowed, by proxy at a general meeting, of which notice specifying the intention to propose the resolution as a special resolution has been duly given. C. A reference in this act or in the registered constitution of a company, debentures or debenture trust deed to an ordinary or special resolution of a meeting of a class of members, creditors, or debenture holders bears a like meaning to that specified in subparagraph A or B, if this paragraph with the substitution of the members of the class for the members of the company. Paragraph 15 on amendments. The terms of a resolution, special or ordinary, before a general meeting may be amended by ordinary resolution moved at the meeting if, by the terms of the resolution as amended, adequate notice of the intention to pass the resolution can be deemed to have been given in accordance with paragraph 2. Paragraph 16 on procedure on voting. A. Unless the registered constitution of a company otherwise provides, a resolution put to vote at a meeting shall be decided on a show of hands unless a poll is before or on the declaration of the result of the show of hands demanded by I, the chairperson, II, at least 3 members present in person or by proxy, or III, a member of the members present in person or by proxy and representing not less than 1/20 of the total voting rights of the members having the right to attend and vote in the on the resolution. B. A provision contained in the registered constitution of a company regarding voting procedure is void insofar as it would have the effect I of excluding the right to demand a poll on a question other than the election of the chairperson or the adjournment of the meeting, or II of making ineffective a demand for a poll on a question which is made by the persons specified in subparagraph AIII and III. C. The demand for a poll may be withdrawn. D. On a show of hands, each member who is personally present and entitled to vote, and each proxy for a member entitled to vote shall have one vote. E. Unless a poll is effectively demanded, a declaration by the chairperson that a resolution has, on a show of hands, been carried or carried unanimously or by a particular majority or lost, and an entry to that effect in the book containing the minutes of the meeting is conclusive evidence of the fact without proof of the number or proportion of votes recorded in favor of or against the resolution. F. If a poll is effectively demanded, it shall be taken at the time and in the manner that the chairperson directs. G. In place of directing that a poll shall be taken of those members present in person or by proxy at the poll, the chairperson may direct that voting shall be by postal ballot of the members entitled to vote and vote on the resolution. H. For the purposes of subparagraph G, ballot papers shall be served on the members entitled to vote to attend and vote on the resolution in the same manner as notice of the meetings is required to be given to them, and the members may cast their votes by personally completing the ballot papers or by having the ballot papers completed by their proxies whose instrument of appointment has been deposited in accordance with subparagraph E of paragraph 9, not less than 24 hours before the time appointed for the closing of the ballot. I. Despite subparagraph F of this paragraph, a postal ballot in accordance with subparagraphs G and H shall be directed by the chairperson if I, the constitution of the company so provides, or II, on or after the chairperson has directed a poll, an ordinary resolution in favor of a postal ballot under this paragraph is moved at a meeting and passed on a show of hands. J. A postal ballot in accordance with subparagraphs G and H of this paragraph shall be deemed to be a poll. K. Except as otherwise provided in the registered constitution of a company, on a poll, each member entitled to vote shall have one vote for each share held by the member, and each member of a company limited by a guarantee shall have one vote. L. On a poll, a member entitled to more than one vote, or a proxy representing more than one member or a member entitled to more than one vote, need not, in voting, use all the votes or cast all the votes the member uses in the same way. M. Unless the registered constitution of the company provides or otherwise provides, unless the registered constitution of the company otherwise provides, in the case of an equality of votes, whether on a show of hands or a poll, the chairperson of the meeting at which the show of hands takes place or at which the poll is demanded is entitled to a second or casting vote. Paragraph 17. Voting by joint holders. In the case of joint holders, the vote of the senior who tenders a vote, whether in person or by proxy, shall be accepted to the exclusion of the vote of the other joint holders. And for this purpose, seniority shall be determined by the order in which the names stand in the register of members. 18. Vote by members of unsound mind. A member of unsound mind may vote, whether on a show of hands or a poll, by the person appointed for the purpose by the court, and the person so appointed may vote by proxy. 19. Date of passing of resolutions. A. A resolution is passed at an adjourned meeting on the date on which it was in fact passed at the adjourned meeting. B. A resolution is passed on a poll on the day on which the result of the poll is declared and not on any other day. This brings us to the end of the legal aspect of the procedures at meetings in Schedule 8. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the next Laudio. Adios.